Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Megillah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Agav, that we're talking about the Inyanim of Kriyas HaTorah and Maftir, we're going to see a list of 10 things now that require a minyan. Here's the first of the 10. Ein Parsin HaShema. Now, you have to understand that the Mishnah is going to conclude Pachas Me'asav. So the Mishnah is not telling me a halach here that Ein Parsin HaShema. We'll soon see what that means. The Mishnah is really saying Ein Parsin HaShema, and eventually we're going to learn with less than a minyan. You have to have at least a minyan to be Poiris Shema. Now, what does Poiris Shema mean? Let's say you have 10 people who already daven, and they daven b'yechidas, and they come together in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Beis HaKnesses, after the Tzibur had already said Shema. So they're upset, they miss Kaddish, they miss Baruch Hu. So one of the 10 can say loud Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and the first bracha, Birchas HaMa'ores. Even though they already said Yotzer Ar, when they daven on their own, but this person is going to say it again, because he wants to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and once you say Baruch Hu, you have to say a bracha. Because you can't say, Baruch Hu, come, let's bench Hashem, and then you're not saying a bracha. That sounds like you changed your mind. No, I don't want to bench Hashem. You can't do that. If you say Baruch Hu, there has to be a bracha. So what does parson mean? To break up. Because we're only saying the first bracha, not the first two brachas. Normally there's two brachas before Shema. But we're going to break that up and say one bracha in order to be able to say the Kaddish and the Baruch. So ain't parson a Shema, you can't do this unless you have a minion. Weiter, the second thing. Second of 10 things the Mishnah is going to teach us about, that you have to have 10 people for, is Ve'ein Oivrin Lefnei Ateva. Neither can anyone go before the Amid to be the Chazan, to say Shmona Esrei for the Tzibur. In other words, there's no Chazar Hashatz unless there's a Minyan. That's how most learn Ve'ein Oivrin Lefnei Ateva. Vayitu says the Mishnah, the third thing that needs a Minyan, Ve'ein Anoisin Eskapeyem. Literally, they don't pick up their hands. That means the Kahanim don't tuchin, they pick up their hands to bench the people by Sim Shalom, unless there's a minion. Fourth thing you need a minion for, Ve'in Kaidim B'Taira. That's really what the Mishnah is referring to, because we're talking about Kriyas HaTaira. So Agav, the Mishnah is giving us the other things need a minion. So during those days that there's Kriyas HaTaira B'Tzibur, you have to have a minion, because that's how the Takana was put into place, only with a minion. Number five, Ve'in Maftirin B'Navi. We're not Maftir B'Navi during those days that there is a Haftaira B'Navi, unless there's a minion. That's a Chazal or Mesak in it. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, the sixth thing that a minyan is required for, Ve'ein Oisin Maimed U'Moshav, unless there's a minyan. In certain places the minig was that seven times they would stop and sit down on the way to the Kfura of the Mace. They would stop the procession, they would say a spadim, and the one who headed this would say, sit, my precious ones, sit. And they would sit and they would cry while they would listen to the hespedim. And then he would tell them, stand up, my precious one, stand up. And they would proceed a short distance, and once again, they would repeat this. Seven times it was done. So because we say this Lashon of Kavod, Imdu Yekarim Amaydu, stand up, precious ones, or sit down, precious ones, we don't say it unless there's at least 10 people there. Because a Lashon Kavod is not Shayach unless you have 10. That's what the Gemara explains. Weiter, number 7, Ve'ein Oimrim Birchas Aveilim, unless there's a minyan. Birchas Avelim is the bracha that is said to the Avelim on the first day of Avelis. After they bury the mace, and the kever is sealed, they would go to the town square, and somebody would stand up and he would say a bracha to the Avelim. This was before the Suda's Havra. That's a Suda that people bring for the Avelim to eat. And this bracha requires 10 people. That's a Chazawar Masakim. The bracha and the Avelim are not included in the minyan. Baitu says in Mishnah number 8, V'tanchumei Avelim. After the Kvura, those that are present, they form rows, and the Avelim pass through, and they are Menachem the Avelim as they pass. But you have to have a minion for this. So Dr. Mishnah Vayta, the ninth thing that you need a minion for, Birchas Chasanim, that's the Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas that we say for the Chasan, you need a minion. V'ein Mezamnin Bashem, this is number 10. We don't bench Birchas Hazimun with Hashem's name unless there are 10 people. All these things are not done, Pachas Me'asara, with less than 10. This Pachas Me'asara refers to all the 10 things mentioned in the Mishnah. All the things that we said, Ein, we can't do this, Ein, we can't do that, you can't do any of these 10 things, Pachas Me'asara, with less than 10 people. So again, really, the Mishnah just wanted to stress the Kriyas HaTaira and Haftaira that we spoke about beforehand. But Agav, that we mentioned, that you have to have 10 for Kriyas HaTaira and the Haftaira, so the Mishnah says, really, you know, there are 10 things. Let's list all the 10 things you need a minyan for. Weiter sagt der Mishnah über Karkais. This refers to land that belongs to Hegdish, and somebody wants to come to redeem it, so you also need 10 people to assess its value. But over here, it has to be Tisha, 9 people, the Kayan, plus a Kayan. In other words, one of the 10 people has to be a Kayan. Of course, if they're all Kayanim, that's also good. But L'chala Pachas, there has to be at least one Kayan. The other, what about if we have to redeem the value of a person? Let's say a person said, Demei Alai, whatever I am worth goes to Hegdish, so we have to assess him as if he was an Eved that would be sold in the market, and then we would take that money and give it to Hegdish. So Kayaitzim, that would be the same. Just like we said before in regard to Shumas Karkais, that you have to have 9 and a Kayin. So here too, it would also have to be 9 and a Kayin. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah really just wanted to tell us about Kriya Satira and Haftarah that it has to be with 10. Agra, the Mishnah is giving us a list of 10 things that have to be with 10. Actually, there's an 11th thing, but the 11th isn't on the list because over there it has to be a specific makeup. There has to be at least one Kayin. So quickly chazring over what the 10 things are. The first one was, if you have people that came late and they missed Kaddish and Baruch Hu, one person gets up, he says Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the first bracha of Yaitzer Hami Oirais. That's why it's called parson, because we're breaking up the Shema. He's only saying the first bracha as opposed to two brachas. And the reason he does this, we explained that this Tana holds, once you say Baruch Hu, it's not enough to do what we do, just to answer Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hu, but you have to at least say one bracha. Anyway, so you can't do this unless you have at least 10 people. Then we learned Vayter, the Ein Oivrin Lefnei HaTeva, can't have them for the Amid. There's no Chazaras HaShatz unless you have 10 people. The others that learned this is connected to the Pirus as Shema, but we learned the way most Rishonim learn it. Ratanura seems to learn that way. Pasha, that we don't have Chazaras HaShatz unless there are 10 people. Same Sufa the Kehanim, lifting their hands to bench Klal Yisrael, for Kriyas HaTaira, for the Haftaira, for the Maimed Umayshiv that is done by a mace, Rechman Alitzlan, that means that they stop 7 times, and they say, sit down, precious ones, and they're hispedim, and they cry, and they say, stand up, precious times. That has to have at least a minyan. Same is true for Birchas Aveilim, it's a special bracha that said, after the mace is buried, after Stimas HaGoyal, after the caver is covered, they go to the town square, and there's a bracha that said to the Aveilim, as well as Tanchumi Aveilim, after the Kvura. All those that were malav of the mess line up in shurais and rows. The menachmin pass by and they say amokim menachem eschem. And there was birchas chasanim, that's the sheva brachis. That has to have at least 10. And birchas hazim with Hashem's name. All of these things can't be with less than 10. Then the Mishnah told us if you come to be paida, if you come to redeem karka that was given to Hegdish or a person that said demei alai lehegdish. So you have to give the value of the karka, but we have to assess the value of the karka, how much money has to be given to Hegdish, or how much the value of this person would be if he was an Eved that was sold on the marketplace. And for this Bezdin that's going to make the assessment, you have to have 10, and one, at least one, has to be a Kayin.